The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 55, season 2 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to talk about one of our favorite math activities called Splat. Now let's get started.
As you heard in our introduction, Jan and I are on a mission to support parents in building their own children's number sense so that children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics. As educators, we love to use a math activity called Splat to support our students in developing problem-solving strategies and algebraic thinking.
We recently had a parent reach out to us and asked if we had any suggestions for supporting a high school student that struggles with algebra. I thought about it and first wanted to address the negative attitude the student already had about math, so I first suggested Joe Bowler's free Growth Mindset course.
In case you haven't heard of Joe Bowler, she's a Stanford University math professor and the creator of the webpage youcubed.org. That's Y-O-U, the word cubed, and then .org. She does a great job educating both students and parents in her free Growth Mindset course.
After addressing that student's negative attitude about math, I suggested the math activity called Splat. It's a great activity to support understanding of algebraic equations without using all the math symbols and variables.
Yeah, we love Splat. Not only is it good for all those things, but it's fun.
Splat is an interactive number strategy activity created by Steve Wyborny and can be used at math level from beginner to advanced. The idea is to represent a number of dots, with some of the dots are hidden and the player needs to guess how many dots are under the splat of ink.
Steve has a website where he freely shares his splat slides. We will give you a few splat examples so that you can visualize what we're talking about. Now, imagine a page with a number 7 in the right-hand corner. That number 7 is your target number. Now picture 3 blue dots scattered on the same page. Also imagine a black ink spot called a splat somewhere in the middle. The goal is for the children to figure out how many blue dots are hidden under the ink splat.
So, if I were a child trying to figure this out, I might start at 3 because I see 3 blue dots and then count on my fingers up to 7. I go 4, 5, 6, 7. I notice that I use 4 fingers to count to 7, so I think that there are 4 blue dots under the splat.
Yeah, and that's a great strategy. And you'd be correct because we know that 3 and 4 make 7. If you were doing this with young children, you would probably want to stick to totals of 5 and under. As your child learns the numbers to 10, you could add totals up to 10 and then eventually go higher.
That's right. You can adjust the numbers to fit your child's current level of learning. Let's try an easier one. Let's say our total number in the upper right-hand corner is 4, and I see 2 blue dots and 1 black ink splat. I would ask a child how many blue dots are under that ink splat.
A child might already know that 2 and 2 is 4, but they could also count from 2 until they get to 4 and notice they use 2 fingers. A follow-up question after a child gets an answer is to ask how they know their answer is correct. Having children explain their thinking will help parents to develop deep understanding where a child is at his or her understanding of numbers. We want children to be flexible thinkers and use the strategy that makes the most sense to them.
So getting back to our high school student, a more advanced splat might look something like this. The target number is 19 in the upper right-hand corner with 7 blue dots and 4 identical black ink splats on the page. So Colleen, can you explain how a student might solve this one?
Yeah, we got a lot harder real fast, didn't we, Jan?
Let's
think about it. I'd love to. Okay, so first a student might start with 19 and subtract 7 to figure out that there's 12 dots that are hidden under those 4 splats. Okay, so that's the first step. Then knowing that all the black ink splats are identical tells us that there are exactly the same amount of blue dots under each splat. More advanced splats might use different colored splats to indicate there are different amounts of dots under each one. Next, a student might divide those 12 hidden dots by 4 to get 3 dots under each black ink splat.
And you are correct. And to check that answer, a student could add those 4 threes and the 7 they see, the 7 blue dots, or 3 + 3 + 3 + 3 + 7 to get a total of 19. Understanding how to solve this puzzle requires algebraic thinking. Using math symbols, the equation could be 4n + 7 = 19.
Yeah, that also reinforces multiplying. 3 × 4 would give you that 12, so that's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this really makes algebra visible for students and supports understanding of some of these abstract concepts. I have seen splats that include fractions where the dots are each divided into 3 or 4 parts and only given the parts of one of each dot are, and only some of the parts of each dot are shaded.
I know, this one splat activity can teach so many concepts and it really makes math more fun for a child.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, please help us to spread the word and share our 10-Minute Math podcast with other parents. Help us fulfill our mission of supporting parents and helping their children develop number sense. Visit our website at 10minutemath.com to get more resources and to send us questions for math topics to discuss during Season 2. Our website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.